Right now, though, my next guest is on the line. She is Una van Rijn. She is the founder of Andrea's Gift Foundation. We're going to talk about all things lupus related. Andrea, thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Hi there, Simon. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm going
to. It's a great privilege to speak to you. I'm Una from Andrea's Gift Foundation, and I'm the founder of the foundation.
I'm going to put my hand up and tell you right at the start, I know little to nothing about lupus. I believe you're a lupus sufferer yourself. Please tell me what the condition is.
Okay. Hi, Simon. Yes, just let me make a correction there. I do not have lupus. Andrea's Gift Foundation is named after my daughter, Andrea, that sadly passed away in 2017 the age of 50 from lupus. And I'm not surprised you haven't heard from it. Most people haven't heard from it. So I love this opportunity to just spread awareness and answer all your questions.
So that was my question. Tell me about lupus. What is it? How does it manifest?
So lupus is an autoimmune disease, and I think people are familiar, especially post-COVID, about autoimmune disease. You know, in conversation, most people do speak about autoimmune. Like 10, 15 years ago, nobody spoke about autoimmune, but as I said, post-COVID, people will know autoimmune diseases. So it's one of the 150 odd autoimmune diseases, but I always call lupus the stepsister, the ugly stepsister. It's a life-threatening condition and very difficult to diagnose and difficult to treat, and it mainly affects women. So that is what lupus is about.
So basically it's your body attacking itself, if I understand you correctly. How does it manifest?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, just like your DNA is unique to you, so is lupus. It presents itself different in each person, and that's why it makes it so difficult to treat and to diagnose. We call it the mystery disease. But I would say most people suffer from extreme fatigue that can be over a long period. Joint pains, almost like arthritis, but a lot more severe than arthritis. I'm talking about young people. It's also a young people's disease. You can be diagnosed with lupus from age 12, and like we call it in the childbearing ages, right up to 35. That's the popular age, which is shocking. So that's the two symptoms that I would say most people have. There is a skin condition called the butterfly rash, and that's very obvious a lupus sign, but not many people have it, or not in South Africa. The dominant symptom is fatigue and pain.
How is it treated?
Okay, so lupus, again, let me start with the testing, Simon. So like most diseases, you know, they either do a scan, an x-ray, or a blood test, and the doctor is happy, he can now make a diagnosis. With lupus, it's a lot more complicated than that. So one of the tests that they do is an ANA blood test, and it's why it's so difficult, there's a scale. So you're on the ANA scale. It just tells your doctor that you have a autoimmune condition. They don't know which one. Then they have to look at your medical history, which could be anything from 10 to 15 years, and your current symptoms. And often then they will say, it looks like lupus, but we are not ready to confirm that you have lupus. Can you imagine how frustrating that is for the patients?
I'm trying to understand, because it's still really rather academic for me, what it's like for the person suffering with it to go through it. I mean, you talk about a skin condition. Is it continually itchy? Is there pain involved? I'm not understanding what it's like for the person to live with it.
Yes. Okay. So that's a very good question. So I think that most people, 90% of the patients I speak to say is the fatigue. I'm always tired. Doesn't matter what I do, I'm tired. My joints pain, that could be any joint, is painful. Skin rashes, skin is also an organ, so lupus affects your organs. And often we don't think of the skin as an organ, so they're very sensitive to sunlight. And as I said, the butterfly rash, that definitely can be a sign. But skin rashes, so it's itchiness, and also a lot of bruising. They often say it looks like somebody, I was in a fight or something. My skin is full of blue marks. And the list just goes on and on and on, Simon. So for the patients themselves, it's very overwhelming. And the big mystery is that you look well, you don't look sick. So when you're in the workplace or you go out socially, mm-hmm. you can be well put together and you can have lupus and nobody would really know, because the inflammation is inwards. Normally when people say I'm sick or I'm chronically ill, you look for some signs, the person must look sick, but with lupus you don't really look sick. It's the inflammation on the inside that is destroying your organs.
If I may ask you about your daughter, Andrea, I'm just quite horrified to hear that lupus can be fatal. What happened in her case?
Yes, exactly. That's why we started. So she was diagnosed at the age of 27. And she was just told, because at that stage they said lupus has already affected her kidneys and she would not be able, to have children, which we thought, well, it's a big diagnosis, but it's not the end of the world. There's yes. many things that you yes. can do. You can adopt and all that.
Yes.
And we thought, like any chronic condition, all you do is you just take your medication and you manage it. And we never knew that this could actually kill you. And within 3 years, she had two strokes, which is very common with lupus as well, because it's got to do with the blood clotting, inflammation and the blood clotting. And sadly, at the age of 30, she passed away. And as a family, we were horrified, first of all, that she would pass away at the age of 30.
Of course.
But that there was so little local information. So there was a lot of information in USA, UK, lots of websites, lots of resources, but there wasn't a lot locally. And that's why we started the foundation, to say we want to make sure other people are well informed, family, friends, and the lupus patients themselves. That's why we started Andrea's Gift Foundation.
I must say, nothing but respect for you to take such a terrible tragedy and turn it into something so incredibly positive. Are you able to share a story or an example of someone whom your foundation has helped?
Yeah, I saw it came through WhatsApp. You're going to ask that, and it's so difficult for me to say. So to just give you a little bit of perspective. So we, of course, we work in every province in South Africa. We also work in Namibia since last year. And our support groups are via WhatsApp. So anybody can become a member and connect with us via WhatsApp. We also work closely together with Lupus South Africa, which has an online presence with about 8,000 people. So they're just a platform. People feed through to WhatsApp groups to us. We also meet every second month. Ladies go to coffee shops and they meet. I do work in the public sector. I think it's important to mention that. So if you have lupus and you do not have medical aid, you go to any teaching hospital and they would have a lupus clinic. So I'm based in the Western Cape Town. So I work at Groteski. I work with kids at Red Cross Hospital, where I can directly work with patients. So I am very involved in the medical side of things. I'm very involved with patients. And we've got a helpline where patients would come through, ask questions. If we have an answer, we will give an answer. But, we just celebrated our 7th year this year of the organization. And I have had many people that say, if you didn't say X, Y, and Z, I don't know how I would have lost hope. Maybe one situation recently this year has happened. A lady was ready on a Sunday night to take her own life.
Mm-hmm.
She just, you know, this is an overwhelming disease, Simon. It affects every facet of your life, your finances, your relationship, your career, your mental health. You know, it's just absolutely overwhelming. And you can never go back. So once you diagnose, your whole life changes. And that's a process that people need to go through. And the process can take years. Anyway, so this lady was very desperate. She didn't know what to do. Connected with me, I could speak to her to just get her out of that frame of mind. And the next week, I was in Johannesburg, and we had a meeting there, and we gave her a ticket to come to the meeting so she can just listen a little bit about lupus, connect with other people. And it was so beautiful. She said to me, nobody has ever given me anything for free, and I've given her a free ticket, which seems like such a silly thing to do. But she's isolated herself for years.
No, it makes perfect
and
sense.
And just that gift of come to a event and hear other people who suffer with you. So that's a recent story I can share. I hope if she listens in, she doesn't mind.
Una van Rijn, we unfortunately are going to have to leave it there, but thank you for enlightening us, and all respect for you for taking such a terrible, terrible tragedy and turning it into something so incredibly positive.